Simin Kuf Tes and the sugya of Takanas Ezra Bebalkari. The halachos of Simin Kuf Tes are very nagia to very many people every single day. Let's see if we could be misadded the sugya a little bit, leave it the hilchasa, and know what to do. Hopefully not tomorrow morning, hopefully we'll be early enough. But just in case. Din echi isnaig yochel lechaver mitzulati matzibur. Says the mechaver nichnas lebeit hakneses umosu tzibur mitzvalin yochel lasa v'digim v'kreni shigia shliach tzibur lekedusho ilekadosh yispal. V'mlav ayispal im ein ashoyher. V'chein nichnas acher kedusho yochel lasa v'digim v'kreni shigia shliach tzibur lemoidim yispal. V'mlav ayispal v'chul. So this din the Mishnah Berurah says you saw it before Shigemara. Mishnah Berurah says dafka nichnas lebeit hakneses. But if you want to leave the Beis HaKnesses and daven outside, that we saw in the Shari Tshuva, according to Rashba, B'Shem, the Ramban, was her Mefurish, that it's not a problem. You can leave. Im Reitzel Lotis V'Spala Ba'azor, Chutz Beis HaKnesses V'Spal V'Ein Tzarech L'Hamtin. The Shaila is, why is that mutter? L'chara, if you're Mechuyiv to answer Kedusha, you're Mechuyiv to answer Kaddish, so then you have no Rech to leave. Why are you allowed to leave and not answer Kaddish and Kedusha? So Ramosha has a truth about it, and he says Zichar has to be talking about that there's a Tzurich Gadol that he has to leave, that he can't wait around, and since he can't wait around, so therefore he has to leave to be able to daven, because if he would stay inside, even though he's a Tzurich Gadol, he'd be mechuyev to wait. Therefore he should leave, and therefore he won't have the Tzurich. But in Echram, he shouldn't be mafkid achiyev. Lachur is very awesome in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shari Tshuva. Lachur, they didn't mention anything about it. The Dain Fisher in his Agoris on the Mishnah Berurah, he says it's talking about where you never came into shul yet. You realize that if you're going to go in, they're going to already be, it's already too late. They're already in the middle of Chazar Sashat, or the Tzibur is already misbalim. Then you have no chiv to go inside. You could daven outside. So it wasn't chal on you the chiv of Kadosh and Kedusha, and it's not a problem. Now that also, lechur, is not so much the mashmoyt of Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, imoyt alates, misbal. It's mashma that you're leaving. You're ready, hanichnas lebeis hakneses. You already went inside, and now you want to leave. And even so, that's mutter. But the mashmois is the chura that in a chanam there's no chiyuv batem kadosh gedusha. It's only if you're together with the tzibur. The truth is that I saw in the Izvahadar Mishnah Berurah, they brought down the makar, what actually was a Talmud or Rashba, who quoted the Tzora Chaim, who quoted the Lashon of the Rashba, said the Rashba said as follows, Hagat mecho, I reitze loleches lebeisei ba'ish shashat mispalo, ha'chanami din rashai. If you want to leave in the middle, when the shat is being misfollowed, does that mean chazor sashat? Does that mean he's davening the tefillah shalachash? The chur of the mashmois is that shashat misfollowed is mashma chazor sashat. He said, are you not allowed to? Halesa. Ukishem shim yirta yelech lebeisai, kachim yirta lazor lesfollow, shas biyodim. Just like if you want, you can leave and you can go home. So to an echanami, you can go to the azara, you can go to outside of the Beit HaKnesses and daven. And V'chein Horei Ramban, he says, L'chor the Mashmois is in Chanami, that the whole Chiyuv of Kaddish and Kedusha is not a Chiyuv Be'etem on the mention, it's a Chiyuv to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. If he's together with the Tzibur, then he has to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. We'll see, Mir Tashem, when you get to the Lachas of Tzibur B'Tzibur, are you Mechuyuv to be Mespalim in a Tzibur? Do you have to daven? It's different than every other Derabbanan. The Lashon of the Mechaber is Yishtadol. The Maaseh of the Gemara says Mefurish that a person has to go Arba Milin, or if he's in his house, Mila Achas, the Mimus Balam Tzibur, it's Mashmah, that is a Chiv, but it's not a regular Chiv, when they're a Ban, regular Chiv, when they're a Ban, you have to go even more than Arba Mil. We don't find a limit. There is a little difference when you get to the Chiv of Tzibur B'Tzibur, but there's Mashmah to get to Kaddish and Kedusha in the Chanami, it's only if you're together with the Tzibur. If you're not together, yeah, the Chur Pashtas, in this room, you don't have to answer to that room, and in the Chanami, unless you didn't say Kedusha today, then if you, then it could be that you're mechuyev too because you're together with a minion now, you're a chilek of the minion. In Echnami, l'chora, if you're just passing by, then if you're going to have your own kedusha at some point today, then you're no way shayach to that minion. Masha'en Kain, if you're not going to have your own kedusha, then there's a shayal in the poiskim whether or not you should answer. That's maybe you're not mechuyev too, maybe you should. That's a different nekuda. That's maybe we'll leave for Hilchos Kedusha, Simin Kuf Chof Dalet. But L'chor l'fidus, it makes a lot of sense that we don't find. Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld points out, it's a long tshuva, it's an interesting tshuva, the question is much, much longer than the answer, but it's mamash menegiah to this. It's in Salmas Chaim, from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, that he, in Simen Kuf Chof Beis, that the shoyl is very marich when he gets to this halacha, and he's trying to figure out exactly, practically, how to work out this halacha. And there in the tshuva he mentions that l'chor, it seems that a lot of people maybe are not knowing this Indian. And actually, in a different tshuva, in Simen Tzadi Beit, he talks about it also, Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, and he says there's no din, we don't find that there's any din of walking Arba Milin or Mil Achas to answer Kaddish Kedusha. L'chor l'fidus makes a lot of sense, because in a chram, it's not the same chiv like Tfilah B'Tzibur. It's if you're together with the Tzibur, then you're Mechuyev. But in a chram, you can comment that you're not with the Tzibur, the Mashmois is, then you're not Mechuyev. If you're with the Tzibur, then there's a shayla. What should you do? Is Tfilah B'Tzibur more of a difus? Or is Kaddish and Kedusha more of a defense? But if you're not with the Tzibur, then the whole shayla doesn't start l'chatchila. That's l'chor the mashmois of this Mishnah Berurah. The Bir Halacha, like it was just mentioned beforehand, the Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha declares, what does the person do if he starts davening Shmoneh Esrei together with the Tzibur? This is also very common. He didn't come late, and he started Mamash together with the Shatz. Exactly when everybody started, that's when he started. However, he daven's a little bit of a longish Shmoneh Esrei. He daven's an 8-minute Shmoneh Esrei, and the Chazan daven's a 6-minute Shmoneh Esrei. And it's already 2 minutes into Chazaras Hashatz, already hit Kedusha. But mainly, he's going to be missing Kedusha every day if he daven's together with the Tzibur, if he's not going to wait. What does he do in such a case? So, the Mishnah Berurah says that he's mistapik, and he says that maybe the only time that you're not mechuyiv to, you're mechuyiv to wait, is dafk if you started late. But if you're starting now, v'maskel b'shava, efshar kivan da'ata chal alav achiv l'ispala b'tzibur, v'chiv ani isa kedusha l'isata ein alav, ein alav hashklal, l'mashach akach liya yochal l'kayim et tzadadif mizah. He says, maybe it's possible, right now you have a chiv, to be mispala b'tzibur. If you're going to daven now, I'm going to be missing out on a bigger mitzvah later on. Don't worry about the bigger mitzvah later on. Agav b'maybar muzger, this in the Keshek Shlomo, on this Chemda Shlomo. On this simon, he clears about a famous shayla of somebody that's in jail, and they tell him you can get out for one day. What should he do? Should he go out today, or should he wait for a bigger day, like Purim? That's what they always bring, like Purim, or a big day of tefillah. Do we say that no, it's better to go out right away and be mekayim even a smaller mitzvah than to wait for later and have a chance of being mekayim a bigger mitzvah? That gets into bigger shaylas, as reason makdimi lemitzvah, and having a better tzaddik later on, should he wait, push off, all these types of shaylas. Anyhow, the Mishnah Berurah, it's really negeah tein mavirin ala mitzvahis. And the Mishnah Berurah says, kan zayin, it's better that you start the smaller mitzvah now, which is mutl on you right now, than waiting for the bigger mitzvah, which is later on. The shayla is, why is that? The whole simon tries not that way. The whole simon says that if you come in the middle of davening Shmoneh Esrei, in a chanami it's not the ikar tefillah b'tzibur, but it is a little bit of a tefillah b'tzibur. And the mele l'chor, it's mutl on you to daven now, as opposed to waiting, you'll get at least a little bit of tefillah b'tzibur. Don't do the smaller mitzvah, wait for the bigger mitzvah. You have two priorities. Which one is a bigger priority? The bigger priority is to say Kaddish Kedusha. What's the suffix of the Mishnah Berurah? I didn't understand. L'chor, if you would declare, the clear would be, like he says in the next Bir Halacha, that there's two different dargas when you get to Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur is when you start together Mamish with the Tzibur. And then there's a lower darga that he says. He says that it's Grimine, that to start a little bit after the Tzibur is the Tzibur Zegara B'Mikzas Me'achrini Mishum Deba B'Emsa. It's a lower darga of Tefillah B'Tzibur because you came in the middle. The male, you could clear. Maybe the only time that we said that you wait is when you have a quasi type of Tefillah B'Tzibur, and not Lechatchila Tefillah B'Tzibur. Then Kaddish and Kedusha are better. Mashenkin, when you start with a proper Tefillah B'Tzibur with Olam, then in Chanami L'Chora, you wouldn't have to wait. You wouldn't have to wait at all, and you could just daven even though you know you're going to miss Kaddish and Kedusha. And the truth is, L'Chora, that's the Mashmois of the Mishnah Berurah himself. In Simen Tzadi, the Mishnah Berurah says, Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur, Sifkat and Chofches. Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur, Hu Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. The Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur is Davening Shmoneh Esrei. Dehainu, shiyispalalu asar anoshim shim gedolim biyachad. 10 people daven Shmoneh Esrei together. V'leikum oishir choshvin ha'amoin. Not like the Olam thinks, she'ikrili yispalalu asar rak l'shmei kadosh ha'kadosh ha'baruch hu. V'chini n'makpin makshi asar v'beis ha'knesses. V'zehu toi. He says, not like people think that the ikr is kadosh ha'kadosh ha'baruch hu. However, Shmoneh Esrei, as long as you have 10 people in shul, that's enough. He says, no, ikr tefillah b'tzibur is davening 10 people together. So it's a little bit of mashmoni says that the ikr tefillah b'tzibur is not so much the kadosh and kedusha, like moish chayshvin ha'amoin. Rather, the ikr tefillah b'tzibur is the davening 10 people together, which would be mashma that tefillah b'tzibur, the maila of davening shmoneh esrei 10 people together is a bigger maila than kadosh and kedusha. Which would mean if you started on time, then it's a bigger maila than kadosh and kedusha. However, maybe that's really not what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. He's just saying that tefillah b'tzibur, when you're davening a tefillah b'tzibur, what is tefillah b'tzibur? That is 10 people davening together shmoneh esrei. Now, if you want to know, when you're together with a tzibur, there's also kaddish and there's also kedusha, which one is a bigger priority? Tefillah b'tzibur or kaddish and kedusha? On that he says, kaddish and kedusha is a bigger priority. So, but you could say that that's really the suffix of Mishnah Berurah. What does a person do if he starts at the time that the Olam is starting, and Mamele he has the ikr tefillah b'tzibur? Is he allowed to just cruise control, even though he's going to miss kaddish and kedusha? Or do we say, no, he should really, l'chatchila, he should really wait. Lude mistafen amina, I don't know, this is really straight out of my boich, so I don't even know if you could say it about a Rishon, but I would be mitzadid that meth may be pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. We saw Rabbeinu Tam at Afyud Gimel. We saw two Rabbeinu Tams when they get to davening with the tzibur. We saw a bunch of them actually, but two with regard to this nekuda of davening with the tzibur. And in Yud Gimel of the base, Taisa said that Rabbeinu Tam ayirogel lahamtim b'shira chadasha. He was rogel to wait with shira chadasha. Then to answer kaddish and kedusha. So somebody was Ma'ur, what does he mean? Ruggle, he was Ruggle to wait. Rabbeinu Tam always daven, he always came late. He never came on time. Ruggle. So you could say Ruggle's love dafka. Ruggle just means whenever it was in his dame that he wasn't together with the shas, he would wait. But Ulai, you could say Viderach Ulai, that maybe Rabbeinu Tam held like this tzad in the Mishnah Berurah. That even if you start together with the Olam, if you're going to daven a longer Shmoneh Esrei, then you shouldn't start and you should rather wait. Memela Rabbeinu Tam, how you're Ruggle, lahamtim, Mishira Chadasha, because he always davened the longest Shmoneh Esrei. And Mamela he did lechatchila dikedin is to wait by Shira Chadasha, answer Kadosh and Kedusha, answer Kedusha, then Rabbeinu Tam would start, I Moedim, he would get together in the middle. That we have Taisa Zareas, Chafal Mabez. He would bow down in the middle and he wouldn't wait for the end. What's with Shemea Tvila and Kela Kadosh? That in a Chanami, maybe it's Machlekes Vishen Bachla, whether or not we have to be Chayshish for that. Machaber doesn't pass in that, it's not so sure. Kaddish afterwards. We'll have to get to Kaddish afterwards. Right, it could be a finish beforehand. Especially on a Monday and a Thursday, for sure. There's a longer Tachron. Well. No. Gula L'Tfila, he certainly didn't miss because the Ikar is Gala Yisrael. The question is, did he have a hefsik between, he had Kedei Ligmor Eskuloi? That's a big shayla. L'Chura, somebody that stops in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, to wait for the shots. L'chura, he's stopping for 10 minutes. It's b'chadei ligmur eskula, and you should have to go back to the beginning. That we'll see in Mir Tzashem and Simon Samachay, that's not a hefsik. That's not a hefsik b'chlal. We'll get up to that. What? Kedusha is also not a hefsik there. Kedusha is also not a hefsik. We'll see that. That's after Simon Ayin Ches, then we can see Simon Samachay.
Why doesn't he have a Achim Samachay? Because he gets Tzilu B'Tzibra, and he gets Kedusha.
The question is, what do we mechayev a person? He has to daven without Kavanah, so they should have Tzilu B'Tzibra. Was it quicker? He felt that it was for him. That was in a chanami. His tefillah was. Depends also what was the minyan. In those days, they didn't have shtibuch. I don't know. It was one minyan, and that was it. It wasn't the tzibur davened a little bit quicker? Lamaisa, what does a person do? Lamaisa, the archa shulchan nemzon kipshutai. He says, mi shadarke laharach b'tvilosim espal tamenim atzibur, ein svar shel oin menavatlim b'tvila b'tzibur, el mespal m'tzibur m'tzibur oin kedusha, yishtek, vorbisim kovdalin. He says, zecher, we're not going to be mevatlim always from tvila b'tzibur, and he's allowed to daven together with Erlam. So I would ask a different question. So we're mevatlim always from kedusha? So you could say, echanami, kedusha kedir a different time. But maybe it's just pasha balabatish, that the inyan of tvila is a mile in his tvila. Tvila b'tzibur, hein kel ta'aber lo yimas tvila s'rabim. It's a mila in the tzibur. We're not going to tell him to mevatlim that he shouldn't have his mila in the tzibur, that a kodesh baruch hu shouldn't be misrata to his tefillos. Then we're not going to do. But get the kedusha in a chanami. That's to a certain extent, it's extra credit. Extra credit in the fact that it's not a chilek of the tefila. It's more. It could be. It's more chashan than tefila b'tzibur. We're not saying that. Zifr, maybe it is. That's the betzim. The halacha is mashma like that. Or it's not a chilek of his tefila. It's not a maila be'etzim in his tefila. And mamela, he didn't say all that in svar that we're always going to be mivatel him from it. Maisa that Yisha Yisrael brings down from the Chazanish and from many others, Preskiz Manenu, that they seem to nemon like that. That as long as you daven together with the tzibur, that's not a problem. What is considered davening with the tzibur? Let's say you started, you're getting up, and as you get up, you trip a little bit over your shoelace, and it takes you an extra 2.5 seconds to start Shmei Nesrei. Is that considered davening together with the tzibur? No, of course that is. Okay, 8 seconds, 10 seconds. When is it considered you started with the tzibur? Is it considered you didn't start with the tzibur? So Shlomo Zalman, I saw this brought down from Eliyashiv, I saw in Pinini Tvilo, Yishei Yisrael, they brought down from Chaim Kinevsky, Zangezun Shtark, says that anytime that you're in the first bracha, that's considered Tvilo B'tzibur. Kimdumani, I saw somewhere that even said three brachas. Most of the priests can say that the first bracha, that's still considered the Aschala, that's the Ikr Shmei Nesrei, that's the Aschala, and Mamela is still considered the Shmei Nesrei. The truth is that after that, anyhow, Savisai, one person 3 minutes into Shmei Nesrei, one person's in Baruch Aleinu, one person's in Shmak Aleinu, one person's in Shiva Shirtenu. So Savisai, the Iker, we hope not. The Iker.
Well,
who's the first prophet to go by? When the Olam is in the Avis. When the Olam is in the Avis. Maybe you could reckon with the Tzibur. Where is the Olam? So it depends where it is. You could presume for the first 20 to 30 seconds that the Olam is still in Avis. It depends where you're davening, but it's especially obvious is the one bracha that the Kavanez Ma'akiv, it gets a little bit of more attention than the rest of the brachas, and therefore that would still be considered Tvila B'tzibur. Also, when you get to starting with the Shatz, I saw that Rabbi Yashiv said that it's considered as long as the Shatz is still in Ovis, that's still considered as if you're starting with the Shatz. When you get to the Lechatzilah of starting with the Shatz, that will see Mirza Shem and Sif Beit. The Mishnah Berura actually in Siman Samach Vav Sukhul Lamed Hey, he actually says that the person that starts a second before the Amen, right? He says, what do you do with it and not to answer Gaal Yisrael? Baruch Hashem Gaal Yisrael. Everybody's supposed to answer Amen. What do you do? So he gives two aces. Either you answer, you say Gaal Yisrael. Either the Chazan says Gaal Yisrael quietly. That one the Mishnah Berura doesn't say. When he gives two aces, he says Gaal Yisrael. You say Gaal Yisrael together with the Shatz, or start a second beforehand. If you start a second beforehand, it's not nicker that you started beforehand. Now, does that mean to say that in a chanami, it's a few seconds after that and some nicker, then he's not tefila b'tzibur? Or he's saying that the ikr tefila b'tzibur is the lechatchila is mamish to start together. So I'm giving you an eight, so you're not mamish starting together. That's not considered mamish starting together. But in a chanami, the esem, any time that you're in the first bracha, even though the lechatchila is considered to start mamish together, b'di'eved, as long as you're in the first bracha. What?
You
can
start
it. And then what are you going to do? What do you... And
no,
stop?
You don't answer. Maybe you start semester, then we're
not. In what case? What do you, and what are you going to do then? You still can't answer.
Right.
Pasha is answering Hashem's thoughts. Yeah. Klapi him, I'm not just saying. Klapi him and Samach Vav, yes. I just answered, started, Hashem Tzimah Tzimah. You're missing Tzvila B'tzibur? You're saying that, what's his lesson? That's because you're not missing the Iker Tzvila B'tzibur that he says, that we mamsh kol lechatchila. Or does that mamish that you don't have Tzvila B'tzibur? Yesh la'ayin, whether or not. So on the Panini Tzvila and the Agoyis on the bottom is Marer this Nekuda of the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Samach Vav. But it's not clear in the Mishnah Berurah Bechlal. Maybe that's why the Mishnah Berurah has more of a suffix exactly of Lamaisa. We're going now like the Mishnah Berurah of Negeah to this Inyan, and therefore in a Chanami certainly Minig Ha'Olam is like this Aruch HaShulchan, like this Chazanish, that as long as you start together with the Tzibur, then you're okay, even if you know for sure going in that you're not going to miss, that you're going to miss Kaddish and Kedusha. That's with regard to coming on time and starting. Now the Shaila is, practically, how does this halacha play out? It seems that many people on a daily basis do not do this. If you look around, as a matter of fact, if you have a standard minyan, I would say most minyanim, the chazan makes sure that he has a minyan starting Shmei Nesrei, And he goes. Turns around, he has 10 people starting together with him, and then he goes. Now, it could be that there's 40 people in the minyan, it could be there's 50 people in the minyan. That means Rav Rubam of the minyan is not starting together with the Shas. And no one has any problem starting Shmoneh Esrei. We don't see the whole Olam getting up, waiting till after Kedusha, and then knocking into Shmoneh Esrei. We just don't see it. Not only that, L'chura, the Mashmois is that if you're L'chatchila going to do this Mishnah Brura, then unless you start together with the Shatz, as your only Eitzah, if you don't start together exactly with the Shatz, because you can't daven together with the Shatz, it's going to be Mabavu you too much, you have to keep up with him. If you want to wait, then you're basically finished till after Uvalat Tzion. That's if they don't say Baruch Hu. Why? Because you have to be able to finish before Kedusha, and before Kela Kadesh, and before Shemaya Tzvila, and before Moedim. And the Poskim all mentioned that you have to also be finished. It's even a bigger, Moshe says, it's even a bigger Chiv, and Michiv Derais, that they answer Amen to the Birchas Kayanim, and Mamela. You have to finish before Birchas Kayanim, and before Kadesh, and the other Kadesh that you have after Uvalat Tzion. Only after Aleinu, the Mishnah Berurah tells you it's okay if you miss some of these Kadeshim. So this guy's waiting 15, the whole island is waiting for 15 minutes. Lo shamanu v'lo re'inu. Question is, what's the pshat? So, I actually saw in the Sefer, Rav Chasner's Sefer, Siach Tvilo. So he goes through the basic halachas of all Siach Tvilo, and at the end he talks about Simon Kuftes, when he's talking about these halachas, he puts in parentheses at the end, so there's a lot more halachas that are negiah to this Indian, Ayin Simon Kuftes. I just quote his lashon. He says, "Iker matarasi la'urer habnei Torah hayekar ma'alacham upereshes b'shulchan aruch shema'at yoedim v'nizar mimenu." So, alacham upereshes b'shulchan aruch. We can say it's really gemara upereshes. Gemara upereshes kapas b'shulchan aruch. And it seems that the Olam is totally misalim from this alacham. Question is, how do we understand that? So, we'll go achas la'achas. Maybe limud zchus. With regard to Moedim, it's Bechlal, it's Machlekes Rishenim, we saw it's Machlekes in the Gemara, whether or not the Madama that holds like Kedusha, you have to wait for Kedusha, holds Moedim, the Rambam, the Maisa Paskin, that it's Machlekes, and you only have to wait for Kedusha, you don't have to wait for Moedim. The Maisa Aruch HaShulchan says, that's the Minhag HaOlam, I heard that from Berkowitz also, that the Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel, the Hainu were Mekel, that you could, for Lazich, you could rely on the fact that you'll bow for Moedim in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. The whole question is, maybe you're not going to be able to bow for Moedim in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you're not going to be holding there, because you're not saying Moedim at that time, no, we're allowed to rely on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam that was Sheikh of Emtsa Shmoneh Esrei, we could rely on that. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, that's the Minhag HaOlam, is to rely on that. So that's with regard to Moedim. It doesn't help us too much, we still have a Kel HaKadosh and Shemiyat Tfilo and all the rest of him. So, with regard to, I saw the Aruch HaShulchan Weiter, Sif Zayin, he says that even if you only have, he says, Im rak lefon of kadesh echad min etfila shishma oidayin, if you're going to be able to finish and say only one, here, only one kadesh, that's enough. Or the fi asvara kivin chain le kitzva idaya be'echad. Here he says, mamash asvara, exactly if I care from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said that if it's, since kadesh is ein le kitzva, you have to hear every kadesh. After Aleinu, those Kadeshim, maybe not. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, exactly Fakir. Svar is Fakir. If Ein Le'Kitzvah, as long as you hear one, you're alright. As long as you hear one Kaddish, then you're okay. What then? It could be that but the one before Shemaneh Esrei is before Yishtavach. This guy came into the Kibbeis HaKnesses and the Matzah Tzibur was falling. The Shaddah is where he's holding there that he's able to daven, but he just came in, he's late. He didn't have that Kaddish. The L'chura wouldn't be a din and after. That we saw B'negiah to Kadosh and Kedusha, even if you... It says the same thing B'negiah to Kadosh and Kedusha. Kedusha and Baruch Hu. He says, if you heard one beforehand, or you're going to hear one afterwards. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. He says if you heard one before. But L'chura, if you can hear one afterwards also, then that's okay. Now, Baruch Hu, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, most Minyanim have a Baruch Hu at the end. For sure, Nesaf Tzard, Nesaf Ashkenaz also, on the days they don't lay in, on the days they do lay in, you have a different Baruch Hu. So L'charas Baruch Hu, okay. Kaddish, Al-Kedusha, so if you're going to pass by another minion, if you're in Shtiblach and you can hear it another time, or you already heard it beforehand, then you're okay. Also, L'chara, I'm going to get to that. So, that would take care, really, of Kaddish and Kedusha. That would be the Eitzah for that. What then? With regard to? We don't rely lechatchil on Shemei Koina. That's halacha mamish in the Gemara. That's what Taisa said. We don't lie. It's interesting. That's a nice point to point out. The whole mile over here is be'etem, a person can do a shermei kohen. The Tosfos says lehadia that a person can do a shermei kohen and kedusha. But he says it's adif to say it out loud. That adifus is already worth it for you that you should miss tefillah b'tzibur. The difference between shermei kohen and saying it out loud, that's already more enough kedai that a person should miss tefillah b'tzibur. That's according to Tosfos, but the minhag ha'olam says Tosfos is like Rashi that it's not considered a hefsek. That's the way that we paskin also. In Siman Kuf Dalet of Zayin, we paskin that if a person knows Shemini Esrei, he should be yashtik and listen to what the Chazan says. I heard another kula from a Pesik Mefursim that Bishmoy, I don't want to say because it's going back, I think, about 20 years since I heard it, but I think it's a very nice kula, and that is, he said in Yeshiva Asmir HaKadosh, if you're in the main minyan where you have 200 people or so, and you want to pull in 2 or 3 minutes late, that's fine, because you zicher have 10 people that are starting the first bracha, that were within the first bracha, even 2 or 3 minutes in. Dahinu, you have a minyan of so many people, especially you can see it by any mincha, people keep on pulling up for the first 2 or 3 or 4 minutes, people have to get their jackets, people have to get their... That was my question, there was a sheer claw and you left and you came back in and they're in the middle and you don't know where they're holding. You could just jump in, because you for sure have another 10 people that are holding at the same time at the bracha. In the bracha. Now I did see that in Siach Tvilov, B'Shem Rav Nissen Karelitz, that he wanted to say that you can't take your own 10-person minion and start in the middle of another big minion. They're tuffle to the big minion. He was being mistopic whether or not Bechlal, you could, starting with the minion is enough. He was mistopic in the Mishnah Berurah suffix. So he says, if the whole minion is starting, then you could do it. But if you don't want, if you're not starting together with the whole minion, you're starting with your own minion of 10 people, then maybe not. But Lechura, this would be a, if you go this way, Lechura, there is a big Torah to say that as long as there's 10 people that are starting Shemini Esrei in the first bracha, then it's okay. Which would mean that really you could take this Yisrael to the cases that we, all the different shuls that we were talking about before. If you have a minyan that has 40 people davening, and the Chazan waits for 10 people to start Shemini Esrei, that means the next 30 people that are davening are starting Shemini Esrei over the course of the next 5 minutes or 3 minutes. Most of the time the Olam is holding it, there are the people that are really far behind. Most of the Olam is holding 2-3 minutes behind. And Rameela, they're starting within the next 2-3 minutes. So you have 30 people starting within the next 2-3 minutes. Most probably you have a minion of people that are starting, that are holding the first bracha when you start 2 or 3 minutes in. Now, in a chanami, if you have a minion of tzumtzum, if you have 15 people, you know for sure that's not the case, then 100%. Then it's a little bit more shver, and you have to come with the other kulas, and you have to, if you're a Sfardi, it's a little bit better, because then you maybe don't have to worry about a Kiel HaKadosh and Shemei HaTvila and B'negiyat HaMoedim Kedusha, we just gave Terusim for and Kaddish, so there's ways out of it. But if you're an Ashkenazi, you have to wait for the Kiel HaKadosh and Shemei HaTvila. It's a little bit more shver, but L'chura, this would be a nice limud zchus that as long as you start within the next 2-3 minutes after the Olam is starting, when the Olam is starting, and you're starting together with the minion, then we have the kula of the Orcha Shulchan and the Chazanish that we just mentioned, that as long as you start with a minion, you're okay. He was mitzadid in the Vizachan Zonnefeld, the Shoyal, and maybe if you start Yetzir together with the Erlem, that's okay also. Even if you started late, but myself, because of the same way that the Bir Lach declares that if you start together with Erlem, it's okay. I came one time to Daven, I started Baruch Hu, I said Yetzir, I just have a little more Kavanah in Shema, and a little more Kavanah in Ezra's Avisenu. It took me 2-3 minutes to get back. Because I'm here on time. I was here sitting waiting on time. And now I went to Minyan this morning, and they always have a certain time. I came in, and the person that's usually in charge of the Minyan wasn't there. They had some guy got up, and he was deep into the minion, way quicker than any other time. I just turned around, it wasn't a guy, I just turned around and I left, I went to a different minion. But there was no, you don't always have the ichor list. You showed up on time, and the guys took off like a train. So what are you supposed to do in such a case? I have to lose out now that I don't have the mile of Tfilah B'Tzibur, because this guy went faster, in a chanami. But even without that, even without taking that chiddush, the Bir Halacha declares that even with Shmoni Esrei, yesh line, if you can say about Yitzhar. But even without that, maybe we have a limud zchus of starting after Olam, because there is a minyan. It doesn't apply in every case. And at the end of the day, it's only limud zchus. The Maaseh, like the Mishnah Berurah says, in Siman Tzadi, the Iker to the B'tzibur is the start, Shmoni Esrei, Mamash, B'yachad, and B'tzibur. That is the Iker to the B'tzibur.
If you're not in a Shtiv type setting, and there's not 40 people there, you just figure that early, Mamash, B'yachad, and B'tzibur, to really wait by Shir HaKadosh, wait that 50 minutes.
That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. More than that, I can't answer.
What about by Meir?
What's that?
Meir, he started on time with everyone, but the guy has to go really, really fast.
That's fine. That's also fine.
But you started off.
You started afterwards, or you started together with the Tzibur?
No, you started from the beginning, right? So you didn't start with the Tzibur.
So then you have maybe this Limud Zchus of this, what? Al the Kaddish. You're going to get the second Kaddish, also you have Aruch HaShulchan, which is okay. That's enough. An added incentive to daven in the mirror. Or you can just come on time. Sif Beis. Imatzel is followed by Mashliach Tzibur. Kishyagim Mashliach Tzibur Nakdishach Yemi Yimoy Mila Bermila Kol Akdushik Moy Shuoy Mer. Mechin Yemi Mila Bermila Berchaz Akela Kodesh Shmei Atfilo. Here he does mention Akela Kodesh Shmei Atfilo. And he says that if somebody is davening together to Shas, should daven Mila Bermila and he gets up to Kedusha, he says the entire Kedusha. Mila b'mila together with the shat. Now, what is this davening with the tzibur? Does that have a mila of tefillah b'tzibur or not? So, the dirshu brought down some of the marmor kemis when he gets to it. Ramesh has a tshuva where he's marich when he gets to the shaila in chelak gimel siftes simen test, and he brings down the chsam sefer. He brings down the first of bachacher simenun beis, and he's matmi on him, and he brings down the Chassam Sefer, Tshuvas Chassam Sefer Chadashis, and Simen Gimel, that says that it has a mile of Tzvila B'tzibur, and he's Matmiya Barichus on every one of his rayas, and he says, Zichr, Lo Yotam Itachas Yad Chassam Sefer, Poshet, it's not Shaykh, and he names on Kapshute that it does not have a mile of Tzvila B'tzibur. There are many places that say that it does have a mile of Shlom Azamah, that it does have a mile of Tzvila B'tzibur, it's not a Tzvila B'tzibur, Mamesh, as they sprach, they said from the Chazanish also. It's a quasi Tefillah B'Tzibur. It does have a Maila Tefillah B'Tzibur to a certain extent. It's not exactly clear why it would have a Maila Tefillah B'Tzibur. Because the Bachacher says you have ten people answering Amen to it, so you have a Tzibur together with when you get to the Brachas. But you don't have a Tefillah. The Tefillah is not a Tefillah B'Tzibur. No one's being Yaitz with it. If Darlan was being Yaitz with the Tefillah B'Seder, but Darlan's not being Yaitz with it. So then how does it pass that it has a Shem Tefillah B'Tzibur? Since theoretically the Shas could be Maitzi the Tzibur, so Kinira the Chazal gave it a koyach of a Tefillah B'Tzibur, and therefore you're being mitzarf to the Tefillah B'Tzibur. There's a certain mashmoit l'chura that it has a mile of Tefillah B'Tzibur. That would be a little bit better the ending of why the person is saying the entire Kedusha. Why do you say Kedusha and you start from the Kaddish Hashimcha together if it's not a Tefillah B'Tzibur? Well, if it's not like the Tefillah Shas, so what are you doing? If it's a Tefillah Shas, you're like the Chazan, you're being mitzarf to the Tefillah of the Chazan, so then you say the Kaddish together with it. But if not, then what's the Indian? However, I saw in the Tshuva of Ramesha, he says at the end, he says, that which you have to say in the Kaddish, or that which you have to say in the Dor V'Dor, is because if not, then there's no Shaychus to your Bracha. To just say in the middle of Atta Kaddish, Shimcha Kaddish, 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 there's no Shaychus to your Bracha. If you're Makdim, Nekaddish, Shimcha Ba'olam, that's Mitzarfit, that makes the connection to the Bracha. He says, it's Pashiv, you wouldn't say in the Kaddish, it would be a Heftik. Ramila, you have to say Nekaddish to make it Shaykh, to bring it in the middle of Atta Kaddish Shimcha Kaddish. Oh, Nekaddish Shimcha Kaddish, I'm changing my Kaddish Shimcha Kaddish. You're sort of connecting it to the Indian of the Bracha, and therefore it's not a Hefzik. It does seem that Money Price can understand that it has some sort of Mila. Dainu, if we would have to be Magdarit, there's maybe four different Dargas. There's the biggest Mila is to start together with the Tzibur Mamish. Maybe we could say that there's really five Dargas. It would seem from the Mishnah Berurah, the best darga is to start mamish together with the tzibur. Most of the price can say the darga right underneath that is the second darga. As long as they're in the first bracha, that's also considered starting together with the tefillah b'tzibur. The next underneath that is tefillah that you're starting. The tzibur is davening shmirna esrei, and you're davening together with them. But they're already in mil shmirna esrei when you start. So the elam is holding in hashiva sheftenu baruch aleinu when you start. So it's still a Tefillah B'Tzibur because you have a Tzibur davening Shmeina Esrei, but they're not davening together with you. It has a Maila, but it's not Mamish the Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's what we saw in the Bir Halacha from the Regadim, and the Bushisrat said in our Siman also, that it's mixed up Tefillah B'Tzibur. Agree, it's a little bit worse off. Then you have the Tefillah Shatz. You have the Shliach Tzibur, that the Tzibur is not davening B'Chlal. All you have is the Tzibur. All you have is the Shliach Tzibur that's davening. That is also me'ein. There is a ma'ila because he could be mighty the oilam, and me'ila it has etzvas a ma'ila. And l'chera, that's the best thing to do is to wait for the shliach tzibur and daven together with him, or else you can have to wait. Al pi the shulchan aruch, you'd have to wait till after kaddish, and after that it's tefillah b'yichidus. I do remember many a year ago, it was about 21 years ago, that Chaim Pinchas Sharmer Gzatzal was in America. It's by a chassan of a friend of mine who's Masada Kedushin. And I went over to ask him a question. This was the question that I asked him. Which is a bigger mila? Is a bigger mila to jump in the middle when the Olam is davening Shemini Esrei? We weren't being mitzachas to whether or not you have to be able to finish before Kaddish and Kedusha. Just which is a bigger mila? You didn't start davening together with the Shemini Esrei with the Tzibur. What should you? Which one is a bigger mila in your Tzibur? Is it to daven in the middle, jump in the middle, while there's still a Tzibur davening, or daven together with the Shas, Milo B'Milo? And he says, especially that it's in the middle. When the Olam is still davening, if you have a Tzibur Tzibur, it's certainly a bigger mila in the tefillah.
According to Ramesh, can the Shliach Tzibur himself get tefillah with Tzibur through his Chazaras
Hashem? I would actually think not. I would think that it wouldn't be considered tefillah with Tzibur when he gets Hashem. Chorah. The Shemini Esrei, that's the really big shail over there. What does he get? He's not davening the Gevinah with the Tzibur. What is his? Does he have a mila of tefillah with Tzibur b'chlal? Now, what do you do about answering Kedusha together with the Shatz? So, it's Mavur in the Mechaber that you answer Kedusha together with the Shatz, and you say the entire Lashon. Yerim Re'im Abim Le'Bemila Kol HaKedusha, which the Mishabura says means you say the Dair Nakdishach or Nekadesh, and you say the Dor Vador, if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, you remember say the entire thing. L'chor L'fi that, you would say also L'umasam Baruch Himeru. Even though the Mishabur doesn't mention it, and that's what the Rosh Hashanah says lahedya. You do say that. You say mamish the exact lashon that the Shat says b'masam baruch himirum and everything. I did see that Rosh Hashanah Zalman said not to say the piyutim in the middle. In other words, let's say on I presume he means b'mkayim chomakenu sefiya v'simlech aleinu, those things like on Shabbos, not to say that in the middle. But in Chami, the inyan your kedusha and b'masam baruch himirum, these things that you would say. You could say it, the price you bring down, you could even say it, you bring down from the Shem Nechazanish, you could even say it out loud, you bring down Hashem Chaim Kanevsky, you could go up on his toes when he says Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. You could do it exactly like you were answering Kedusha, even though it's in the Shtilo Shemini Esrei for him, he's still allowed to say it out loud, he's still allowed to go up on his toes, even though he's in the middle of Shemini Esrei. Yitzis, you shouldn't say, no. Even Anenu, he doesn't say it together with him, he says it afterwards, he doesn't, nothing, no extra credit like that. The Rosh Hashanah Zalman mentions there, he says that if you want to get up to he says even if it's a different, first of all it's, but also even if it's a different nusach than you're saying, you should say the nusach that the Chazan is saying, say the same nusach that the Chazan is saying. Rosh Hashanah Zalman over there, he mentions, he says if you want to get up to, you want to finish, you're dominating your Shtilo Shemini Esrei and you want to finish so you can answer Kedusha. He says, don't skip the Sefer Chaim, or don't say Shalom Rav instead of Asim Shalom. They bring down Isha Yisrael, a bunch of people ask the Chazon Ish, can you say Shalom Rav instead of Asim Shalom to be able to finish earlier? So one person said he asked the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish says that he could, and one Chaim says that he asked the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish said that he can. He says, the most person say that you can't. You don't switch the Matbeah of Chazal. If Chazal were Kaveh to say Asim Shalom, you don't switch it and say Shalom Rav to be able to answer Kedusha Bizman. But Lamai say, what you should do is, anybody that's Moisif Bakoshis, the Bakoshis should be at the end of davening, like the Mishabur says in Simon Kuf Kof Beis. That way you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha and everything else that you have to answer together with the Tzibur.
When you daven a Sefer, do you say Sim Shalom by Minchar or even Marit? You then say Shalom Rav to get the Kedusha.
Lachur, if that's your minute, if the Nusach that you usually say, you shouldn't switch from your Nusach. Lachur, I would guess. Let's say a person is davening together with the Shatz and he starts saying Atta Kaddish. And then he realizes, whoops, I'm supposed to say Nekadosh HaShimcha. B'chaya Meisim, he kicks into Atei Kaddish, and the Shatz kicks into Nekadosh HaShimcha. So, the Yishei Yisrael says, as long as he didn't get up to Baruch Atah Hashem, bring down from the Tzitzel Yezer, from Otto, from Chaim Kinevsky, that in the Chalam you could just go back and even say, you didn't really say a Baruchah, there's no reason you can't go back and say Nekadosh HaShimcha. There's one other thing that's not mentioned here, we mentioned it beforehand, you would have to get up, stop for, Ramosh Nemzon Kipshutoi, that you have to stop for it. This is in Chilek Dalet, Simon Chof Aleph. He says that it's not even mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Seder Hadifiyos, that he says the number one is Amen Yeshur Yehesh Meirabah. Ramosha puts before Yehesh Meirabah is the Amen of answering to Birchas Koyanim. He says, Ken Zayin, it's a Chiv Midaraisla to answer to it. And really, it's a Pashit, he says at the end, that you're not allowed to start Shemini Esrei if you're not going to be able to answer these Amen. But it has Zikr, it has a Milo, for sure, even bigger mila than the Amin Zakela Kaddish and Shemiyat Tvila, but even a bigger mila is Matadid more than Amin Yeshmir Rama. even though one can't remember to be in the Raisa, then there's the Shel too. In the Khan. Maybe. You can't be bigger than him. That's Machlekes, that's all right. What then? Is the Shliach Tzibur. That is not so pasha that he loses the Tzibur, that you have to see the Halachas. It's not so pasha that he can't enter Omein. It's not. What then? No, in Echanami, maybe he wouldn't be able to answer with it. He's talking about starting Shemina Esrei. You're not supposed to start Shemina Esrei in an Eifin that you're not going to be able to finish before they... If you're done with the Shatz, what do you do? Then how would you... So Lecher, what you should do, the best thing to do is to finish the Brach of Sim Shalom before and they should be able to answer Amin. Well, came down that you could answer Amin. It could be that the only reason why the Shatz is not supposed to answer Amin is because it's there's a Shatz that you say, Lecher, Kinev El-Kev Esenu, Barchenev Brach of Shatz Bateru. You call what together with the Shatz if there is. There, someone says that the minig is not to do that. But for Etzem, it's not so possible that the Shatz can't enter Amin to the Bracha. The only Shatz is maybe he's going to be Mizbalbal in the middle, but if he's not going to be Mizbalbal, then maybe the Shatz himself can enter Amin. That's Simin Kuf Chav Ches. Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yer Hashem pano v'lecha v'ichuneko, Yisrael Hashem pano v'lecha v'yisim l'cha shalim. It's not as much. Three Amin. Sif Gimel, Yachir Aymit B'Tvila. What's going to be? Rabbi Sam. Give me a minute. Yachir Amir Vesilok Shigiel Amachum Kedusha Yetzibur Amir Kedusha De Sidra Eino Amir Kaddish Imoim Shena Kedusha Shavi. Leave one thing out. The halacha is that you're supposed to answer Kedusha if you're in the middle of Shachris and you get up to Mechayim Esim and they're saying Kedusha De Yetzar or Kedusha De Sidra, then the halacha is you do not say Kedusha with them. However, if you're holding by Shachris and they're holding by Musaf, then we have a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramo. Mechaber says you don't answer the Kedusha of Musaf. Ramo says you do answer the Kedusha of Musaf. That's how the Mishnah Berurah goes along with Maisa. Not only that, you could say Kesser. Even if you're an Ashkenaz davening Shachris and there's a Svardi minion and they're saying Kesser, you could say the entire Kesser. It's not a problem. It's Shaykh to the Bracha, and therefore it's not a problem to say it. Now, what happens? Interesting question. What happens if you're davening, the guy wakes up in the morning, he fell asleep last night. And he didn't daven ma'ariv, so he's davening Shachris. Tashlumin. He's davening Shachris. As soon as he finishes the Shlil Shmoneh Esrei, he starts again, just when the Shatz is starting. So he gets up to, in his Tvil Tashlumin, he gets up to Mechayim Esim, when the Shatz is holding by Kedusha of Shachris. In his Ma'ariv, is he allowed to answer Kedusha? There is no Kedusha by Ma'ariv. Can you answer Kedusha when you're doing Tashlumin of Shachris? Can you do? So I saw in the Siach HaTfila, they bring down Rabshai Rotenberg, Ritzah Shtikl, he's a Ram in Kol Yaakov. He wrote a shtickl, he was metadid, that in a chanami, you would be allowed to. You would be allowed to, because... What? When you start the tashlumen. Are you allowed to start the tashlumen if you're going to miss the Kaddish and Kedusha, Lechera? That's a very good question. Lechera, there's no din of Tula B'tzibur, we're going to get to that. Bechlal, there's no negia to. It could be that it's better even to leave and go out and daven right away. The thing is, you're supposed to daven right away. Certainly, many girls are to daven right away. Not to stick around. He's mitzav that he could. However, there's a meiri. He was mitzapik. Whether or not it's shayach the Indian of kedusha b'chlal, but again, the marav. It comes up also if a guy's davening marav early and they're holding by mincha. Can you say? And he gives them a chayim mesim. Can you? Yeah, that's a big shayla. That's tzeitz and chavam and beis. That's a big shayla. Machlekes yishenim chachmin advarnim. That's we'll get up to that. That's shayla. It's the shayach b'chlal tashlumin here. Even when the Shaykh Tashlumin is the Shaykh the Nin of Kedusha. That's with regard to Simin Kuf Tes. Just a few Nikudas that the Oilam is having a lot of trouble with. We're going to get to the Sugyo of Balkari, maybe to make a little bit of Seder before we go weiter. The Mishnah says, Kof Amad Beis. Balkari Mahar believe Vein Varach Lefanev Le Lecharev, Val Mavazim Varach Lecharevin Varach Lefanev. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember Mevarach Lefneim Ulachareim. Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on the Tanakhama, and he says Mevarach Lefneim Ulachareim, Lachar Lashon Rabbim, means Sai before Kriya Shema and afterwards, Sai before the Mazain and afterwards, you're Mevarach, even though it's only Darabanan. Nevertheless, the Mashmais is not only that he's chaylik Batarti, like the Rabbi Yehuda says, not only does the Tanakhama hold you don't have to be Maharid, he holds not only you have to, not only Mahari, you have to actually say it. Now, check the Gemara. Remember the Gesavar Yehuda Balkari Mutter B'Divrei Torah. The Gemara asks the Chafal from the base. L'chor B'Shugal Levi Dashes If I Dazal Levanecho V'Nevanecho. V'Samach Layim Man Shem Ratzal V'Nei Shalom B'Chorif. Mal Halan Bali Kriyin Asurin. Afkan Bali Kriyin Asurin. So Gemara's Metzadiv, it says that, no, maybe he holds it for the second thing of B'Shugal Levi Dashes it from. Kom Alal B'Divrei Torah. Mal Lava Kasa Kilo Kibu Mar Asinai. And then the Gemara brings the Raya from Zav Shiroa Keri. Nidah Shepot HaShech Vazera. M'Shemesh HaShiroa Saddam. And where Medayik Der Behud himself holds that a Balkari is Taka Aser. El Aloy Teim Mavarach Al Mahar in a Chanam, the Gemara's Maskana, the Gemara is that even if Behud is Maskim, that there's an Isser for Balkari to be Mispal. It's supposed to be Mahar. Just these things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, Aser and Behud, Kilchas Derech Eretz, certain things are not a problem for Balkari. And Behud holds that these brachis are. Rashi says brachas amazin. The Chornim asks, it's not just brachas amazin; it's they're all brachas. Asan ke hilchas derech eretz. And Amrila and Echanan Yehuda holds betzem side of Tanakama. Sar Yehuda, they all hold that there's an iser for Balkari to be mispalel. The Shaila is maybe it has a din of hilchas derech eretz, and Rabbi Yehuda says it has a din of hilchas derech eretz, and therefore he's allowed to be mispalel. These specific things. Then the Gemara comes up with Rabbi Yehuda b'Mitzirah, and he says ain divrei Torah makabel tumah. The return Amakabal Tuma, and the Gemara says at the end of the day, no gu alma kahani tlos sami, one of them is like Behud ben Basiro, that in a Hanami ain't the return Amakabal Tuma, and there's no problem to learn without tefillah for Balkari. L'chura l'fidim askana would come out, the Rabbi Yehuda really does darshan the pasuk for Vaidat l'venecho l'venecho to tell you that a Balkari is not with the return. He uses it for the second drasha of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The same way that Rabbi Shua ben Levi uses it for two drashas. Also, Rabbi Yehuda uses it for two drashas. Not a problem. Can you? It's not a real drasha. It's only a smach da ba'alma. It makes a lot of sense. It's only a smach da ba'alma like the Ritzah speaks out. Because it's not a din daraisa. It's not an emes a drasha. It's a takonas ezra. So the makor is not a daraisa. You can't say, Vadat levanechem.